Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study Galatians chapter 4, we finished with verses 8 through 11. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts today with chapter 4, verses 12 through 20.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready today as we get right back now into our study of Galatians chapter 4, and we will be looking at verses 12 through 20 over the next couple of weeks as we study this great part of the Bible. Let me encourage you to tell your friends about us and get your friends to listen in as well. Also, I like to ask you to write us. We'd love to hear from our listeners. You can tell us of something that may have been a special blessing to you, maybe a testimony of how God used something that you received from this broadcast. On the other hand, you may have something that you just didn't understand and you want to ask a question. Feel free to write us. When I finish chapter 4, we will be doing our question and answer that we do once each year. And so our 2015 question and answer period will start. Now, if you have questions, I'll try to have the answers from God's Word. Then write them. If we don't cover them in 2015, then Lord willing, we will cover them in 2016. So let us hear from you. Our announcer, at the conclusion of each day's broadcast, gives you our physical mailing address. And in addition, he gives you our website. And it's through our website that you can email us. And we would love to hear from you. So please, write us and let us hear from you. Also, we want to encourage you that if you are visiting Florida, to make sure you stop in Ocala. We are off Interstate 75, as a matter of fact. As you get to the Ocala area, Interstate 75, if you'll tune in to 107.1 is probably our strongest station, and there's also 91.5, not quite as strong, but those are our two stations. There are FBN stations at Central Baptist Church, the church which I pastor, own and operate 24/7, and you can hear our church services on there when they're in session. But if you're visiting Ocala, we would love to have you come and visit with us, and if you do, I'm usually down at the front at the end of each service, and I would just love for you to come up, shake my hand, and let me know that you listen to us on the radio station. Let us know what radio station that you listen to us on, whether it's our local station, and some of those throughout North Carolina. We have them down in the Caribbean and Haines City. We even have them out in the Pacific Ocean. So I hope that we could have somebody come on by and visit with us and sit in a church service with us. We'd love to have you come and visit Central Baptist Church if you travel in Florida. Now, as we go back to the Word of God, we ask you to turn now to Galatians chapter 4. And in Galatians chapter 4, we are starting now with verses 12 through 20. Now, understand, we've already covered wonderful difference, verses 1 through 7. And then, last broadcast, we completed looking at the part that was weakness degrades, verses 8 through 11. So, wonderful difference, verses 1 through 7, weakness degrades, verses 8 through 11. And now, we're going to begin looking at wavering divides. Wavering divides. And that's verses 12 through 20. So I hope that you will follow along, have pencil and paper. It's always good to have pencil and paper that you can take down notes as we go along. Now, as we look here in verses 12 through 20 and wavering divides, we look first at verses 12 through 15. And there we have the reminder of what they were wavering from. So don't miss out on that, because they were wavering, but from what were they wavering? That's the question. Well, we look here at verse 12, and it says, "Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as ye are. Ye have not injured me at all." Now, why would he say, "Ye have not injured me at all"? Well, we remember the last verse that we covered, verse 11. He said, "I'm afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain." Now, he's letting them know that it's not he personally that they are injuring. So he's letting them know that, hey, I'm one of you. I'm actually the one that led most of you to Christ, he could say. But now that labor that he made for them is that from which they seem to waver. So he says, "Be as I am," here in verse 12. Now, in the Greek, they call that a present imperative, meaning, do this, and you just keep on doing this until you go home, or until Jesus comes, you just keep doing this. He understood their struggle. There was that struggle between their proud heritage and the gospel of grace. The Holy Spirit of God had illumined Paul's heart. And so, as he does, these biblical words are pure words that he's giving to them. Now, this confrontation is not personal, but it is one of principle. Now, we should confront people in love based on principle, not anger. Having spent all that time with them, he's hoping that labor was not in vain. So he, by the Holy Spirit, is letting them know that he's not taking it personally as against himself, but there's a principle here that goes against God, and he's letting them know that. So he said here, "Brethren, I beseech you." Now, the word beseech is not lifting up himself as a person to imitate. Rather, when he says, "I beseech you, be as I am," he is saying, have the same commitment to Jesus Christ that I have, so you are not drawn from him. You remember how I was when I was among you? Don't waver from that, because if you do, it will divide us. And that's basically what he is telling these people here in verse 12. Hey, I stayed as close to Christ as I could. In all my ways, I acknowledge him and allowed him to direct my path. And that's what you've got to do. Don't let others get you off the course. I just today received an email, and someone talked about me railing against certain preachers. Now, I've never even named those preachers in the radio or pulpit. But what I was preaching was Bible, but the Bible doctrine went against what they believed. And so, this person was upset because what I was teaching from God's Word. And so he asked me, was I having to bring the Holy Spirit up to stuff? Okay. And of course, that is a shame that he would say that. So I wrote him back the truth. I really did. I says, you know what? I am as dumb can be. And so I have to depend upon the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, because I can't match the intellect of those men that you mentioned. But I can preach the Word. And what he impresses on me to preach, that's what I've got to preach. But it must always agree with the Word of God. It can't waver from that. And be careful Be careful when people come up telling you, you need to read this book. You need to read that book. A lot of those that like to look to the Puritans say, what have you read from 200 years ago? What about the preachers 200 years ago? Why aren't you reading those preachers? You're reading all these modern-day preachers. And I said, well, no, I'm going to the Bible, and that's 2,000 years old. It's a little bit older than your 200-year-old preachers. And, oh, you got to have it. And I said, well, what did those 200-year-old preachers, who did they get theirs from 200 years before them? And that group 200 years before them. You see, if you're going to go by, you've got to read books from 200 years ago, then where do you stop? Now, you either go by the book, or you're going to get thrown off the course. So, again, be careful, those that are always giving you a book. You need to read this book. You need to read that book. Now, the Bible will tell you the truth. And God gave us His Holy Spirit to give us understanding. When we start letting those things become the important book, and we're reading those things more than we're reading the Bible, spending more time and more thought on them, we're headed for a fall. We're headed for division. So watch out for men that are like that, because they're just as the Judaizers, seeking to draw you from our Lord. And so, be careful that you don't get drawn from the true walk with God. Now that takes us to verses 13 and 14 here of Galatians chapter 4. And he says, you know how through infirmity of the flesh, I preached the gospel unto you at the first. And my temptation, which was in my flesh, you despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Now, as I look at that, we see that sometimes a reminder is good to show people the thing that had blessed their heart and what a change it had made in them. And now they're beginning to waver from it. Now, you'll notice here, he's letting them know that infirmity did not stop him. My dad is 95 years old. He'll be 96 in January of 2016. But he still was faithful to church. He'll be here each service. Sometimes he's come when he's not felt good, but he still comes and sits there. As a matter of fact, sometimes, although he's sitting there, he can't hear because he's hard of hearing. But he sits there as a testimony to be in God's house. And so, he comes. Even though he may not be teaching or preaching that night or that day, he will still be faithful. And there's a 95-year-old man that does not allow the aches and pains of life, and he has them. I mean, he has a lot of medical problems, but they don't keep him from God's house.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks,
saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.